There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
1, 2, 2, 2. Hello, good evening and welcome. It's time for us to have a lovely time. We timed the time it took to get to the venue. It took more time than we thought that it might do. Joe thought it would take an hour or two. Woo-hoo! Ben's a nice fella, but it only took 2 seconds because we're in Mark's cellar. It's a horn section podcast. Hello. Hello, one and all. It's a thrill, in a way, to be speaking to you right now. You could be anywhere doing anything, but you're listening to this, the Horn Section Podcast. So we're all connected from my mouth to your ear, my mouth to your ear. And we've heard that some people listen to this podcast while running. So this episode is especially for all of you running while listening. Ben, a running rhythm, please, so the runners can run to your rhythm. That's nice. So try to keep that pace, runners. Piano man, could you do some encouraging piano, please? For the runners. That's nice. Just running across the fields. And some gentle, encouraging singing now from Mark and Joe.
You can do it, runners.
Nice. Your turn, Joe.
You can do it, runners.
Run,
you can
run,
do it, runners.
Run, 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 run.
You can
run.
Do
and then
it,
a bit of
runners.
Skipping now. A bit of skipping, please, Ben, with the rhythm. And skip.
You can do it, skippers.
That's it. A bit of skipping.
You can do it, skippers.
And then maybe slow down a bit. Just a bit of a walking now. You can do a bit of walking now just to relax.
You can do it, walkers.
And Willip, do you want to just tell them that they're doing okay?
You're doing absolutely fine.
Oh.
You can do it, walkers.
5 more seconds and a sprint. Quick sprint for 10 seconds.
You can do it, sprinters.
Now forward roll, forward roll, forward roll, forward roll.
You can do it, forward roll.
And then grunt, grunting. Stop. Okay, but do keep running though if you are running. Oi! Hello, listener. If you like this sort of thing, you'll love the Horn Section Tour Show. That's right, we're going on tour this year. We're hitting the road, so please come and see us somewhere near you. You'll get to see Willip's little face, Benjamin's big muscles, Mark and Joe playing the horns, and of course, our temporary pianist. That's if you come to see the Horn Section.
That's how I like my tour.
Horn Section. That's how I like my tour. 2 more times.
Horn Section.
Tickets are now available.
That's how I like my tour.
Have a look on the website.
Horn.
You'll find it.
That's how I like my, 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 that's how I like my tour.
Well then, we're off. You're there and... We're here with a very special one-person guest audience. He's here, he's all ours, and he's now all yours. It's Tim Vine.
Hey.
It's Tim Vine.
Oh.
Hello, Tim.
It's a great pleasure to be here. I ran here, coincidentally, but I had no music to do it to.
Oh, well, on the way home, you can have that if you want. We can.
Can I? How's that going to work? Are you going to... Give
they
me a copy.
Come, they can come with
follow you.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Follow me.
One
yeah.
will go ahead of you. One will go behind you.
A trailer.
Went for your sting.
Yes.
There was no trumpet at the beginning of the sting. No trumpet because Joe didn't have the trumpet near enough to his mouth.
I decided to cheer.
He blew it. Well, he didn't.
He blew it. Tim.
Yes.
How are you? Sorry.
Well,
how tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Mm.
Not at the moment. I'm sitting down.
Yes.
I suppose it does vary, doesn't it? Height?
Well, I don't think so. Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Well, it does, doesn't it?
Confirmation
I'm not
from birth.
Too. Yeah. Mm. By the end of the day, we're all a little bit short.
One of those. Isn't
I mean, is a person true? Who's born lying down and never able to stand? How would you ever say to them, "How tall are you"? I mean, it'd be.
Do you know anyone that we can ask who's in this state?
Who's bedridden?
Mm, it'd be nice to find a...
It's true, we refer to the baby, which I recently had, as in terms of length. In terms of length, not
length.
Height.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same with snakes. Yeah. You don't say, how tall are you?
Yeah.
Right.
Because they're sort of...
So they have a baby's sort of, like a snake?
Well, not entirely, no. Funny hissy noise.
Well, anyway, Tim, how are you?
Yes, still well.
Sorry, how thoughtful are you?
How thoughtful? Mm. Do you know, I'm not overly thoughtful. Mm. I can think when I have moments that I can set aside for thinking.
Right.
But I'm more of a dreamer. More of a daydreamer, which is not sort of conscious thought, is it?
Okay.
Which I think means that I'm not overly susceptible, anyway, to worry, which is good, I think.
Lovely answer. Everyone happy with that answer?
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, nice way to be.
Mm, I've got two more adjectives.
Yes.
In the how are you game?
Yep.
Do you want to put any in for me? Do you want to try a how are you?
Do I want to say one for you? Yeah. Mm, sure. How are you able?
No. So you say sorry. How are you, and then you say sorry. How something are you?
Oh, I see what you mean. Right. I see. Right. Yeah. How are you?
Sorry.
How brave are you?
Yeah, lovely, lovely. Yeah, I've got confidence, Nick, actually, for you. So,
right. You don't answer your questions.
No, I don't.
All right. You're so brave. You ignore the consequences.
Tim, how are you? Sorry, how good at swimming are you?
I'm quite good at swimming.
Okay, that's the end of that bit. Right. Well, we're going to get the podcast going with a song, Tim. Okay?
Great.
You're going to listen to the song.
Great.
And then we can chat about it and move on from it fairly
I'm
quickly.
More involved than I thought I would be.
Are you?
Yes. I thought I wouldn't be listening to it.
I hope. The song is called Being With You. Do you want me to tell the audience what it's about? The listeners what it's about?
No.
Okay, well, this is a song from Mark Brown. Here we go.
But leaving this mess, you don't seem to notice my distress. So then I reach out and hold out my hand. I look to the sky. Pick up your poo.
Gosh. Well, Barbara Streisand won't buy that because of the poo reference in it, I think. But the song, the actual, it's very beautiful, beautiful sort of, I was going to use the word swell again, but I mean, it had a real heart to it.
I didn't like
real,
it.
Real heart.
What was the Barbara Streisand reference?
Well, up until, I was thinking to myself, you could sell this, this is an absolute belter.
And then
suddenly it was... It was a comedy song. The
maybe
comedy song.
Maybe we're doing it all wrong. That,
maybe we are.
Mm. They got more vowels than consonants, which means their name is fun to pronounce. You got an E, an I, an I, an O, an O, an A, an I. So here I go, I'm gonna say the name of this cool guy. Emilio Solari! Emilio Solari! I wish that I was also called Emilio Solari. Stop. Should we talk? Do you want to talk about music?
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about whatever you want me to talk about. I'm all ears and a bit of mouth.
You've got lots of lovely music in your shows.
I have some music.
Do you write your own music in the show?
I do, yeah. Well, writing music always sounds like you might be scribing blobs with tails onto a piece of paper. I don't do that. I know where chords are.
Okay.
But I know them as, you know, like, you know, A and B and C minor.
So when you say
C
a sentence
minor,
like that, are you
I know,
desperate?
I knew you were expecting trouser jokes.
You are just, yeah.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to do
it. Good, I'm glad you didn't. Yeah. What instruments can you play, Tim Pine?
Well, I can play a bit of drums and a bit of guitar and a bit of piano.
What would you like to play?
Oh, all of them, please.
Okay. Well, you can have a little jam with the band if you want.
Okay.
And see if...
Well, let's play the instruments first. Have you got anything to go with the jam?
I'm going to shut my eyes during the jam and try to guess what instrument you're playing.
Okay. So I pick up the instrument I want to play and I just start playing it. Is that right?
Well, I think there'll be...
But other instruments join in and then you decide which one. That's a good way of doing it. Okay. So everyone starts playing, but one of them is being played by me.
Yes.
Is that what you meant?
That's what I meant.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. Yeah. That's still a great game. Now I understand why, because I thought it was a bit odd that if I just played the instrument, you'd know what it was.
Yeah, no, I want everyone to join in.
I see.
So we'll start. Yeah.
Tim, could just start.
Okay. My eyes are shut.
So we'll start in G.
And Ben, you can start a rhythm because you're.
Yeah, you start a rhythm.
Here we go.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's Ben on drums. We know that. We know it's Ben on drums.
Right, it's going to be a bit awkward, but I'm going to try and get in place.
Okay. I can't see anything. What is Tim Vine playing? What is Tim Vine playing? So, any instrumentalist can start whenever they want. There's a bit of trumpet there. I don't think that can't be Vine. Okay. I'm interested in the guitarist. I can only hear guitar, trumpet, drums. Oh, a bit of keys there. I'd like to isolate the guitarist. Can I just hear the guitar? Everyone back in. I'm not ruling out the guitarist. It's the guitarist! Oh, he's the keyboardist! It's the keyboardist! Oh, well done.
I would have thought that was obvious. No. I was vamping very, very simply.
What were you playing? Oh.
I think the confusion arose because they're wearing the same jumper, Tim and Ed.
Well, I had my eyes shut.
I know.
Well done, everyone.
Can we try one more?
Oh, if you want, yeah. Okay, I am now shutting my eyes. Tim Vine playing. Tim. Oh, okay, there's music. Okay, well, I'm interested in the keys again. It could be a double bluff. Could I isolate the piano, please? Oh, it's very similar to the last one. Okay, start again. I mean, I'm thinking. I know Tim Vine. I wouldn't put it past him doing a double bluff here. And isolate the trumpet, please! Isolate the trumpet. And everyone back in. Okay, here's my answer. Tim Vine is playing the piano. And Mark Brown is on trumpet. Oh, it's Tim Vine on trumpet again. Not again. Okay, so this is a song for Tim Vine. All the lyrics are taken from your...
Sorry, I just blowing my nose.
I know. No, I can see that. All the lyrics are taken from your Wikipedia page.
Oh, crikey.
And you can choose...
Well, you know Wikipedia's a load of nonsense, isn't it?
Well, I think your act does primarily consist of quickfire puns.
Oh, right.
What style of music would you like for the Tim Vine song?
I think I'd like country and western.
Yep, it's a great song.
Oh, nice! I like the banjo. I'll tell you what, this banjo player's a plucky little fellow, isn't he?
Yeah, this sort of thing will be fine. And we're going to go straight in with a chorus. This is for you, Tim Vine. Oh, one, two, three. Vine's act consists primarily of a series of quick fire puns. Vine's musical talents include playing the guitar, piano, and the drums. Timothy Mark Vine is an English comedian known for his one-liner jokes. He has released a number of DVDs and has written several books. Years active, 94 to present, Vine was born in Cheam. He was a runner-up in 2011, 2012 and 2013. I can't find the next verse anywhere on my script, so we're gonna have a solo from the pianist to cover it. Here he goes. Yeah. Just a little bit longer. Keep going. Almost there. And now it's going to be a solo from the guitarist. Taken his act on tours such as Punslinger in 2008. In 2007, Vine launched his first podcast, Tim Vine Celebrates. From 97 to 98, Vine presented the Channel 5 game show Whittle. Vine has also appeared in many Comic Relief charity specials. Vine's act consists primarily of a series of quick fire puns. Vine's musical talents include playing the guitar, piano, and the drums. Break it down. In 2007, he appeared in Comic Relief, Does Fame Academy. In 2012, Vine hosted one series of Don't Blow the Inheritance for ITV. His band was described as the most unfashionable punk band in the country. Tim Vine is a supporter of Sutton United FC. Vine appeared in Celebrity Squares alongside Joe Wilkinson. Vine appeared in Tim Vine Travels in Time on BBC One. Tim Vine also plays darts in his spare time. Vine broke the world record for most jokes told in an hour with 499. Vine's act consists primarily of a series of quick fire puns. Vine's musical talents include playing the guitar, piano, and the drums.
Stairway to Heaven.
That was a long song.
Don't forget the trumpet.
Oh, sorry about that, everyone. This one's for Leopold Theobald Godfrey, who is 3 months old. His father has asked for the least sexy song we've ever written. Oh, Auntie Sarah's gravy tastes just like chocolate pud, 'cause Auntie Sarah makes it the way all good aunties should. She takes half a pound of chocolate cake and 15 chocolate biscuits, then mixes them with chocolate sauce for an hour and 15 minutes. And when the mixture's gooey, she chucks in a toffee crisp, 2 Yorkies and a Milky Way, then whacks it with her fist. She puts it in the microwave, then count from 1 to 6. And when it's done, I pour her gravy on my Weetabix. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And when it's done, I pour her gravy on my Weetabix. Thank you, Auntie Sarah. Thank you, Auntie Sarah. Thank you, Auntie Sarah. Thank you, Auntie Sarah. Tim, I've heard you say in the past that you don't like it when people tell you that they've got a joke for you. Is that correct?
That's not true at all.
Do you not?
I love it when people say they've got a joke for me.
Oh, it was somebody else. Well, that's
good. Well, put it this way. It depends who it is. If you say it, I think this is great, yes.
Oh, well, it's not going to be me. It's going to be band members. They're going to be telling you jokes that they've written.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Yeah. I think that's the right position, to be honest.
Well.
No, I'm joking. I can't wait. Well, they're joking, and I can't wait.
I thought you could play music while they tell jokes as a sort of role reversal. Do you want to strum the banjo? Can you do that?
I can do that, yeah. Of course, heavy, isn't it, a banjo? Mm. Oh, the bloke's still holding it. Wait a minute. God, dear.
That's lovely. Okay, so a joke from the drummer.
Calculators. All right for some.
Yeah, it's not a bad response.
Someone hit me in the face the other day with a Stephen King novel.
So a kid or King?
King.
King, Stephen King novel.
Stephen Kidd, we're racking our brains there, weren't we?
Can you guess the punchline there? Someone hit me in the face with a Stephen King novel the other day.
It was horrific.
It was horrific, yes.
It's better. I didn't see it coming.
Oh, I didn't see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Okay. And this last one is quite a short, a one-liner.
There's a case for having too many pencils.
It's a pencil case.
Okay, so we got one joke. It. One joke from the trumpeter now. So the banjo back on, please, Tim.
Okay.
Dear Tim, I love about 66% of Meatloaf music. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Now, were you familiar with that song by Meatloaf?
Yes, and the joke.
Okay. Have you heard it before?
Well, yeah, and All Right For Some, actually. I've done All Right For Some before. Yeah.
Oh, right.
But to be honest with you, I've been through the dictionary in a very sad way.
Well, I reckon you may not...
Also, math jokes do tend to divide the audience, don't they?
I reckon you won't have heard one of Will's jokes.
Right, go on.
Will, banjo, please, otherwise the joke won't work.
I went to the Imperial War Museum. It wasn't as warm as I expected.
He likes it.
I like that.
I mean, that's the proudest sheep of the thing.
Yeah. I had a museum joke that never really worked, where I said I went to the Maritime Museum and it was full of bits of toast, but it turned out it was actually the Marmite Museum. But no one really. I don't know why I didn't. That's the best laugh.
You either love it or you hate it.
Yeah, you? Exactly.
Now, a few episodes ago, Joe Auckland performed a song about drinking in which he explained how he'd rather have 2 pints of lager than go out for breakfast. That sort of thing. Drinking makes me happy, really, really happy. That was the gist. Well, it does make him happy, but it also makes him sad. And this is why.
Gout. Ouch. Gout. Ouch. Gout. Ouch. Get out. Gout. Get out. Gout. Get out.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tim, how many jokes are you writing at the moment? What's your...
I'm not really writing any jokes at the moment. I've been doing a lot of sitting on a sofa. I've got a bit of a cold, and so I've been watching... in fact, I was nearly late coming here because I was watching Long Lost Family USA.
I don't think you can be nearly late.
Can you?
Well, you're either early or on time or late. Were you on time?
I was a little bit early, actually. But I worried all the way here I was going to be late.
Okay. So you focus joke writing. You don't just joke write all the time.
Yes, people think that I'm just, it's something I do all the time, but I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
When you're joke writing for your tour, how many jokes do you write per week, would you say?
Well, I try and write about 10 in a day, maybe. And then I end up with about 70 and I would try them out on the Monday night in a little comedy club.
That's a good place to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I've tried it in a bank. It doesn't really work at all.
I've written 7 jokes in the last 15 years.
Yes, well, in a way, I've only written one joke, but I just keep changing the words around.
What I have done, though, Tim, I've found...
I bet you've written more jokes recently than I have, because you're working very hard. I'm doing pretty much nothing.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
Well, I've been working very hard on a new top 10.
Right.
So we're going to play the top 10 for you now. Great. This is my top 10 Tim times. The top 10 times a time in a song can be replaced with Tim to make the song better.
Great.
Top 10 music, please. That's right. Top 10 time. These are my top 10 songs with the word time in that sound better when you take the E of the word time to make it Tim. At number 10, it's Tim by Pink Floyd. At number 9, it's the Rolling Stones. Tim is on my side. The Rolling Stones also had Tim Waits for No One at number 12 and Out of Tim at number 35. At number 8, Billy Joel with The Longest Tim. Number 7, does anybody really know what Tim it is? Chicago. And at number 6, Cyndi Lauper, Tim After Tim. Number 5, Peter Gabriel with his classic Big Tim. At number 4, it's Wasted Tim by the Eagles. Number 3, The Kinks with Where Have All the Good Tims Gone? At number 2, it's Led Zeppelin with How Many More Tims? And finally, at number 1, anyone want to guess it? It's Bob Dylan.
Oh, I was going to say you can turn back Tim.
You can't. That was number 12.
Oh, the Tims, they are a-changing.
The Tims, they are a-changing. When Adam Campbell comes to tea, you gotta give him what you got. He needs to eat, he needs to drink, he might need to smoke, and all them things, they gotta be hot. It's Adam Campbell.
You don't, do you like the name Tim?
I don't. Well, I don't mind it.
It's a bit nothing-y, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you're right, Alex, Mr. Exotic. But I think all of the people who I know who are called Tim are a bit weird, and I consider myself to be in that category slightly. So I think people called Tim are always slightly odd.
If you had the choice of Tim, Bruce, or Butch, would it be Tim again?
You mean the name Tim, Brute, or Butch?
Definitely that.
Tim, Butch. Brute, or, but let's just try Brute Vine.
Well, it was Bruce, actually. But
Bruce. Oh, right.
Brute is not bad.
Bruce Vine. No, Bruce Vine. Butch Vine. Butch Vine. Bruce Vine. No, I'm sort of happy
sticking with
Tim?
With
yeah, I think I will, yeah.
Do you have a dream name?
Well, I used to be in a band a long time ago, and I was called Justin Beams.
That's not even...
It's not a pun.
No, it's not a pun.
No, it's just a name, yeah. Mm. Ray Chieftain. That was the name of our fictional manager. And then we used to write for a local paper with fictional people. Gordon Scun wrote in a few times.
Well, do you want me to call you Ray Chieftain for the next bit?
Kipperley Venerick also wrote it. But anyway, sorry, what was it?
Would you like me to call you Ray Chieftain for the next game?
Yes, well, you might, actually, okay. Yeah.
Well, Ray Chieftain, let's play a game. It's called I Have a Theme, inspired by Martin Luther King.
Right.
And the way it works is I have a theme, as in a TV theme. I read out the lyrics, but there's different music underneath it, so it's difficult to recognise the theme that I have.
I see.
You're all going to play it. Shout out your first name.
Tim.
Ray.
Oh, sorry, Ray.
Ray, yes. When you think you've got it, okay?
That's right.
Okay, we're now playing I Have a Theme.
Ray Walthamstow.
Ray is 1-0 up. So good luck, everyone.
Here we go.
Making a way.
Ray! You say something to me, do you? Say yes.
Yes, Ray, yes. What do you think it is?
It's Cheers.
Well done.
It's not Cheers.
No, really?
That's Making Your Way. This is Making a Way in
Will.
The World. Yes, Will.
Baywatch.
Nope, it's not Baywatch. I mean, there are many more lines.
Making a Way.
Making a Way in the World. It's hard and easy. Trying to get where we want to be, that's the toughest thing of all. All we need is a little more getting it right.
Ray.
Mark.
All we need is a little more sacrifice. I'm going to go to Mark first,
yes,
Ray,
I
because
agree,
you've
yes.
already had a guess. Yes, yes, Mark.
Cagney and Lacey.
It's not Cagney and Lacey. Ray, what were you going to say?
Fame.
It's not fame. Learning more and more what we're striving for.
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Scrap Heap Challenge.
No. I'm missing out a line now because it's got the name of the show in. I think you'll get it now. Ben is the only person who's not had a guess, is that right? Oh, and the pianist, of course. We might find out his name. Here we go. People are coming. Everyone's trying. They're trying to be the best that they can. To reach for the sky. Because the stakes are so high when they're going for going.
Get Ray.
Well, I suppose it has to be. Yes, Ray?
Going for gold.
It is going for gold!
Oh, they're amazing lyrics.
Great lyrics. Stop it! Stop it! Thank you. Yeah, good lyrics,
aren't they? Uplifted. Yeah.
Who likes the game I Have a Theme?
Yeah,
oh, yeah. That's my love it, yeah.
Will Lips not say anything, will it?
I don't like it.
Okay. Good luck, everyone. I have a theme. What is my theme? Here we go. Then the banker endorsed a blank check, which he crossed.
Will.
Yes, Will.
Deal or no deal?
It's two on the nose. On the nose. And changed his loose silver for notes. The baker, with care, combed his whiskers and hair and shook the dust out of his coat. Yes, Ben.
Is it Wogan?
No. No, not Wogan.
All very relevant.
The maker.
Stuff,
the maker of bonnets ferociously planned a novel arrangement of bows.
What?
While the billiard marker, with quivering hand, was chalking the tip of his nose. It's only a game, so put up a real good fight. I'm going to be snookering you tonight. I'm
Mark.
Famed for my aim. Yes, Mark?
Snook Loopy.
That's not the name of the TV show.
What was it?
It's not the name of the TV
Ray.
Show. Yes, Ray.
Snooker.
I'm not going to give you that.
Ed.
Yes, Ed.
Big Break.
It is Big Break! He's called Ed! That was the theme tune to Big Break, written by...
John Virgo.
No. Mike Batt wrote that one.
Mike Batt.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, he knocked it out of the park, did he?
1-1.
Sung by Captain Sensible.
Tim and this guy who's called Ed, apparently. Okay, so final one. Back to the piano, please. Nice organy stuff. Okay, you can all get this. Make a hawk a dove. Stop a war with love. Make a liar tell the truth. I'm missing out some words. Get us out from under. The next bit is also redacted. All our hopes are pinned upon you and the magic that you do. Any guesses while I find the next page?
Ray.
Yes, Ray?
Paul Daniels' magical special.
No. Stop a bullet cold. Make the axes fold. Change their minds and change the world.
Dave.
It's not a thee.
Krypton Factor.
All the world's waiting for you and the power you possess. In your satin tights. Fighting for your rights. And
Mark.
The old red, white, and blue. Yes, Mark.
He-Man or something?
It's not He-Man.
Oh, Gladiators.
It's not Gladiators.
Ray.
Now, yes, Ray.
Superman.
No, now the world is ready for you and the wonders you can do.
Spider-Man.
No, the wonders you can do.
Wonder Joe. Woman.
Yeah, it is Wonder Woman.
Wow.
Oh, they're incredible songs, aren't
they? Yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to them next
time. A lot of it's the delivery, though.
Yeah. So well, that's what we were missing. Yeah.
You win a T-shirt, a green T-shirt, and also you get to listen to Ben's new song.
I don't know what je ne sais quoi means. I don't know what je ne sais quoi means. I don't know what je ne sais quoi means. I don't know what je ne sais quoi means. I don't know what je ne sais quoi means. I don't know what je ne sais quoi means. I don't know what je ne sais quoi means. I don't know what je ne sais quoi means. I don't know what je ne sais quoi means. I don't know what je ne sais quoi means. I don't know what je ne sais quoi means. I don't know what je ne sais quoi means. I don't know what je ne sais quoi means. I don't know what je ne sais quoi means. Oui. Zut alors.
Brilliant.
Okay. Yeah?
That's brilliant. And my French isn't very good, but during that song, I looked up Je ne sais quoi, and you're not going to believe it.
Aural Gold. Yes, please. Oh, thank you. Wow. It's even better than I thought anything could possibly be. The Horn Section Podcast. A powerful listen. Tim, were you a skillful child?
I had some skills. I used to do puppet shows when I was younger.
Hmm.
So that's sort of, is that a skill or just something to do?
I think it's a skill, and it means you might be good at the next game called Who Has the Skills? Who Has All the Skills? It's Cool to Be Skillful.
Great.
Okay, so you're going to play your instruments. I'm going to read out some skills. If you don't have the skill, then you have to stop playing. Last person playing has the skills, has all the skills.
Excuse me, sorry.
It's cool because they're skillful. Okay, so what instrument would you like to play?
Do you want the trumpet?
I'll play that. That's a good idea. I don't want us to keep...
So it's a little... what would you call that? A ukulele?
It's a little ukulele, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to read out some skills. If you don't have the skill, stop playing. The last person playing has the skills, has all the skills, is cool because they're skillful. Get ready. Yeah. Here we go. Who has the skills? Who has all the skills? It's cool to be skillful. Oh, one, two, three. Winking! Ah, they've all got all the skills. Have you stopped? Oh, yeah. You're not playing your instrument though, Ed. Can you not wink? We've lost the pianist! Blinking quite fast. Speedy blinking. Yeah, not bad. Hopping. Running quite fast. It's the same as winking and blinking quite fast.
Oh, it's quite fast.
You know, quite fast. A pilot! Or you can do your laces up without looking. Yeah, they're all still in, except for the pianist. Basic cooking, e.g. soup. Driving with one hand on the wheels. Wheels. Cycling with one hand on the handlebars. Skillful guys, cool guys. Waving with one hand on your hip. They've got all the skills. Sewing, or any sort of craft. Mark, what craft can you do?
Sewing.
Joe, what craft?
Painting.
Tim Vine?
Felt tips and cardboard.
Okay. Gobbling. Gobbling. So that's two packs of crisps on a journey of less than half an hour.
Easy.
Pub sports, darts, snooker, egg rolling, that sort of thing. Yeah. Ship magic. Like one bad magic trick. Yeah. Ooh. What crap magic can you do, Will?
Actually, no, it's not crap. It's... I can levitate. So do I stop?
No, I think. Well, can you do it now?
Not enough room.
400 metres. Can you complete the 400 metres?
Yep.
And you got the skills. Guessing what the time is pretty accurately when you don't know what the time is, e.g. in the middle of the night when you've woken up because you need the loo or you've had one of those dreams again.
I'm really good at that.
You're not in it, Mark. Yeah. Okay, well, let's put it to the test. Tim, what time is it?
Mm-hmm.
What time do you think it is?
I know, I've just had to think about it. I think the time now is...
Don't look.
I'm out. 2:42.
What time do you think it is, Ben?
3:10.
They're both not bad. It's 3:05. They
dear,
stay in.
Miles away.
Fighting or avoiding fighting. Gardening. I think we all predicted the most skillful guy would be the drummer. DIY, drumming, forgery. Impressions of famous women?
No, lost me at forgery.
Oh. Do an impression of a famous woman.
Hello.
Thatcher.
Who is that?
I wish she had been more like that. She was all right.
You could just eat Mr. Whippies, couldn't you, if you were method acting Thatcher?
Yeah. She invented Mr. Whippies, didn't she?
Did she invent Mr. Whippies?
Yeah. Yep.
Have you heard that amazing thing about who invented the choc ice? You know that, don't you?
Mr. Whippy.
No, it was Roger Moore.
Oh.
No, sorry, he didn't invent the choc ice. It was a Magnum. It was a Magnum. Roger Moore, he was eating a choc ice and said to someone who was influential in the ice cream business...
The chat continues.
It'd be only this, if only they did a choc ice on a stick and they invented the Magnum.
His idea to put the caramel in as well.
To put the
caramel Magnum.
I think the flavours came afterwards.
Well,
do you know what I have on my ice creams?
We have on your ice creams.
Yeah.
peanut butter?
Hundreds and hundreds.
Can you not afford?
Oh, we'll definitely put that in the live show. That's We're good. On tour at the moment. Do come and watch us and hear that sort of joke.
You could follow it up as a running joke and do 100 island dressing later on.
Yes, we will.
Thank you, Tim.
Can Tim come on tour with us?
Oh, I can't wait to do that. Tim, have you heard of yacht rock?
No.
Oh.
Well, I've heard of being on a yacht and rocking.
Well, Mark, what is yacht rock?
Yacht rock is a kind of music from the 80s.
Doobie Brothers?
Like the Doobie Brothers. It's what you listen to on your yacht in California. And it's like middle
Rod
of the road.
Rod Stewart, maybe?
Yeah.
AOR.
AOR, adult-orientated rock.
Yeah. Now, Joe, you used to live on a yacht, is that right?
No, it's a barge.
A barge, yeah. We're a bit more barge than yacht here in the horn section, so we've got a song called Barge Rock. So, Tim, this is your introduction to yacht rock via the barge.
If you were, just before you do that, you could maybe be in an Indian restaurant and ask for a yachty, and then they go, "What? Oh, sorry, a bargee."
We're all in our 40s, feel a little naughty, gonna let our head down, blow the roof off this town. It's no more than just a dream, gonna let off a little steam. I've got a narrow boat, I'm ready to sow my wild oats. Barge rock, baby, don't rock. My barge, baby, we'll ride a wooden lady through the night.
More likely through the day.
Barge rock, baby, I'll barge my way, baby, I'll never stop. Unless we see a pub with rural views,
or when the toilet's full,
we'll be cruising those canals, picking up loads of sexy gals. The party never stops, apart from negotiating locks with the lady killers, where we're flexing by the tiller. We turn every head we see, but turning the boat ain't so easy. Barge rock, baby, don't rock. My barge, baby, will ride a wooden lady through the night.
More likely through the day.
Barge rock, baby, I'll barge my way, baby, I'll never stop. Unless we see a pub with rural views,
or when the toilet's full.
It's getting really full, it will go everywhere, it has gone everywhere, it's gonna drown the cat. I think I'll rent a flat.
I've never met Mark Phippen, but I think I know his type. He's tall or short, and he has got or hasn't got a bike. He's been to France or Spain or Prague or Amsterdam. He's Mark, Marky Phippen, and he doesn't give a damn. Well, Tim, you can go in a second, but not before we've given you the chance to win a car. Can you drive?
I can drive, yeah.
Do you drive?
I do drive, yes.
Do you drive a Saab 9-2 or 9-3 sports sedan in silver?
No, I don't.
Well, now you could. You could be driving home in one of them at the end of the series.
Wow.
If you sing the word Saab longer than any of our guests.
Gosh.
Now, you're not very well.
No.
So there's an option to increase the time of your Saab. We had Lizzie Yarnold, the skeleton racer. She introduced the idea of doing squats throughout her attempt. She got an extra
3 seconds
per squat. So she's in the lead with 1 minute and 4 seconds around that at the moment.
Right.
Is there any rules you want to introduce to aid your attempt?
Well, just that I've got a cough.
Mm.
That might aid. That won't aid my attempt, but it might mean you add something on.
So every time you cough, how many seconds would you like?
Well, every time I cough, I've stopped singing Saab, so that's the end of it, isn't it? So I can't afford to cough once. A cough is a full stop, isn't it?
Oh, well, always. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cough at the end?
We can include the cough if you...
Yeah, okay, so when I... almost certainly I will stop when I cough. If you could stop when the cough ends.
Yes, yes. We'll stop when the cough ends. Mm. Everyone happy with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So as usual, the time will start when the Saab starts, but this time the clock will stop when the cough stops. Are you ready, Tim Lyon?
I've just got to take a deep in, take a breath, but sometimes that causes the cough.
The coughing. It's difficult. Okay, well, I'm ready when you're ready. Here we go.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Somebody call an ambulance. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it wasn't long. It was 27 seconds, that's including the cough.
That's really good. Right.
And that's it from Mr. Tim Vine. Oh. Mr. Tim Vine.
Does anyone ever sing a thank you?
I don't know,
with
you,
the band?
You can if you want.
Can I sing a thank you song?
Yeah. What music would you like under the thank you song?
You start and I'll start.
That's...
bit more. That's it. Thank you, horn section, for having me in your basement. I've enjoyed listening to your games. I liked blowing the trumpet and tinkling on the keys. And I liked all the trousers that you're wearing. Basement fun, basement fun has just begun. Oh, let's all head for the lowest room in the house. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tim. Well, if you're still listening and still running, keep on running.
One, two, three, four.
You can do it, runners.
Yes, just keep on running. Well done for running throughout that.
You can do it, runners.
I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you all enjoyed it.
You can do it, runners.
Thank you to Mr. Joe Walker for being a magician. Thanks to...
you can do it, runners.
Mr. Joel Porter for being a wizard. Thanks to Joe, Mark, Ben, Willip and him. But mainly thanks to Mr. Tim Vine. Runners. Probably worth stretching now. Stretching, please. Back leg straight.
You can do it, stretcher.
Front leg curved up. Hands on hips. Open your mouth as wide as possible.
You can do it, stretcher.
And stretch your abdomen and your calves now. Grab your knees with your hands. Extend.
It,
and then flap if you can. Flap for another couple of seconds. Flap, 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 flap. And you're done. Well, today's show is going to end with a second special guest. Ooh, Willip.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yes, it's my second favourite man. It's the Sound Womble.
I'm the Sound Womble,
wombling free.
I love to make music for you and for me. From the things that the everyday folks leave behind. Audio gold is what I'm striving to find.
Hello, Sam Womble.
Hello.
Great to see you. Thanks for coming onto the podcast. Could you tell us a bit about what it is that you do, please?
I'm a sound womble.
Okay, what is that?
I make music from things I hear and things I find, perhaps in a garage or a forest, that kind of thing.
That sounds really interesting. Tell us more, Sound Womble.
Well, I pan for audio gold.
You what? You pan for audio gold. Brilliant. Do you have any examples of...
Yes!
Yes?
This piece was made exclusively from things I recorded in a friend's bathroom with his full permission. Some of the sounds have been treated with special effects.
Thank you.
Some of it reminded me of Oxygen by Jean-Michel Jarre.
Granted. I'm the sound womble, wombling free. I love to make music for you and for me. From the things that the everyday folks leave behind, audio gold is what I'm striving to find.
We at the Horn Section are relying on you, at home, to fund this venture. It seems like a good way of doing it. So if you go to patreon.com and look us up, you'll see you can donate money. For $25, you'll get your own sung line. For $50, you'll get a verse. And for more than that, we'll give you something extra special. Meanwhile, for $5, you'll feature in this song. We'd like to express some appreciations to these people who've made some donations. Andrew Holmes, Claire Smith, Matty G, Ashley Collingwood, Kate Carson, Jonas Bush, Pei Yendi, Marty Mitta May, Chris Holt, Suzanne Pidell, Roy Good, Tim Ryan Hale, Sarah Randall, Otto, Ruo, Conan, Alexander Holdsworth, Nelly, John, Jack, Oliver, Welton, Guy Black, Ben, Paulden, Roy Chen, Elaine Deanan, Chris Powers, Mary Thompson, Chris Draper, Matt Thompson, Jamie Reader, Justin Green, Matthias, Charlotte Torbett, Ellie Tree Brown, Derek Mars, Dylan Benz, Henrik Ripper, Jake Junkins, Jamie Mash, Jason Hoff, Monica Beardford, Cherzo, Ellie Breezer, Joby Brigden, Sophie Dobson, Joanne Jelly, Maddie Sainsbury, Michael Labrod, Verity Marriott, Ben Bryans, Chris Evans, Tua, Oliver Amston, Kieran Watson, Emma Fletcher, Andy Ryder, Terry Ryder, Tiago Almeida, Adam Cole, Katie Sarsden, Coholly, Howell, Gene Power, Tommy Seddon, Johnny Bevan, Matt Eve Armstrong, Rachel Wells, Paul B, Robert Dipsdale, Jen Baker, Fred Miller, Petzo!
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.